KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, the Iowa High School Athletic Association announced Tuesday that due to school closings around the state this week, wrestlers will get a little weigh-in leniency for the state duels and the individual state tournament this week. State duel team participants will receive a 1-pound scale allowance for state duels, and if a wrestler is qualified for the growth allowance of 2 pounds, there would be a total of 3 pounds allowed. The state duel championships are today. The individual state qualifiers will receive a 2-pound scale allowance on every day of the tournament, plus the 2-pound growth allowance, which would give a total of 4 pounds. The individual state wrestling championships, the traditional tournament, gets underway tomorrow. We'll have live coverage here on KJAN all day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from the state wrestling championships. I'll have live updates throughout the day. You can, of course, follow along on our sports page at KJAN.com as well, as we update those results as soon as they happen. And, of course, Saturday night, we'll have complete coverage as Justin Williams will join me, and we'll have complete live coverage of the finals on Saturday night. It's all here on KJAN. All the weather causing some problems with schedules for high school basketball games here over the last few days. Had several postponements yesterday. In boys basketball, the 1A district game between Diagonal and Lennox was postponed to tonight at 5 o'clock. Also in 2A boys basketball, the doubleheader ACGC versus Mount Air and Panorama versus West Central Valley at West Central Valley High School also postponed to tonight, 6:30 and 8 o'clock, same times. Creston at Harlan also was postponed until Friday. In girls basketball, lots of schedule changes as Region 5, Moravia at Montezuma is postponed to tonight. Region 6, Murray and Diagonal postponed to tonight. Also in 1A Region 6, Lennox and versus Seymour at Centerville postponed to tonight. 1A Region 6, Bedford at Lamoni postponed till this evening. In 1A Region 7, Audubon at Cam was postponed last night and postponed until tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. Chris will have that for you. 1A Region 7, Fremont Mills at Griswold was postponed until tonight at 6. In 1A Region 7, Peyton Sherdan at Colonesco was postponed to tonight at 7:30. 1A Region 8, Glenn Ralston at Exira EHK also was postponed last night. It'll be tonight at 7 o'clock instead. 1A Region 8, West Harrison at Arweva also was postponed to tonight at 7 o'clock. In 2A play, Region 6, Mount Air at Central Decatur was postponed to tonight at 7. In Region 6, East Marshall at Martinsdale St. Mary's was postponed till tonight at 7. In Region 7, Southwest Valley at Nottoway Valley also was pushed back to tonight at 7 o'clock. Also in bowling, the 2A District 3 state qualifying meet at Council Bluffs Thunder Bowl has been postponed as well. That'll be contested now tomorrow, Thursday, starting at noon. Now, in boys basketball action yesterday that was played, in Bishop Heland Catholic beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 49-38. Lewis Central, winner over Glenwood 71-63. In 1A District 13 boys basketball, Orient Maxburg beats Iowa Christian Academy 56-41. In 1A District 14, Heartland Christian over Essex 52-37. In 2A play, District 14 quarterfinals, it was Tri-Center over Red Oak 52-23. Clarinda downing Shenandoah 41-29. Well, the weekly Associated Press High School Boys Basketball rankings out. In 4A, it's North Scott, number 1, with Waukee and Bettendorf 2 and 3 this week. In Class 3A, Clear Lake stays at the top. Sergeant Bluff Luton is ranked 2nd. Pella is 3rd. Carroll is at number 8, and Denison, number 9 in this week's poll. In Class 2A, North Lynn is top-rated, with West Sioux and South Hamilton the top 3. Trainer tied with Iowa City Regina for the number 8 slot this week. And in Class 1A, Grandview Christian, Ankeny Christian Academy, and George Little Rock are the top 3 ranked teams. Exira EHK is in at 7 this week. Arweva is at number 8 in this week's poll. Well, DJ Wilkins tied his season high with 20 points as Drake narrowly defeated Southern Illinois 72-69 last night. Brady Ellingson had 17 points for Drake. Nick McGlynn added 10 points, 13 rebounds, and 4 blocks, while Tramell Murphy had 7 rebounds for the visitors. The Bulldogs improved to 2-0 against the Salukis for the season. They beat them back on January 8th. Drake matches up against Valpo at home Saturday. Drake's now 19-7 overall, 8-5 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Also, top 25 college basketball. Number 2, Duke, survives number 16, Louisville, 71-69. 19th-rated LSU beat number 5, Kentucky, 73-71. Penn State knocks off number 6, Michigan, 75-69. Number 10, Marquette over DePaul, 92-73. 11th-rated Michigan State beat number 20, Wisconsin, 67-59. 24th-ranked Maryland over number 12, Purdue, 70-56. Number 18, Kansas State beat Texas, 71-64. 25th-ranked Buffalo beat Akron, 76-70. Atlantic alum Garrett Franken was named the Great Plains Athletic Conference Men's Basketball Player of the Week for his performances last week at Dort College. Franken, a sophomore from Atlantic, had a career-high 27 points in a win over number 15 Jamestown last Wednesday night, hitting the game-winning shot with 1.2 seconds left. In all, he scored Dort's last 8 points in the three-point win and converted a season-high 5 three-pointers. He also added a 15-point game in a win over Midland. On the week, he was 16 of 26 from the field, 5 of 10 from the three-point line in earning that honor. The 21st-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes are using the week off to gear up for the stretch run, which begins Saturday at Rutgers. The Hawkeyes roared back from a late 15-point deficit to beat Northwestern on Sunday, and Coach Fran McCaffrey feels the way they won the game is a plus.
Can you still win when you were a little sideways defensively in the first half, you're a little sideways offensively in the second half? Can we mix it up and get something out of our press? Can we run our late-game stuff? Can we, you know, switch the lineup and put some different guys in there and see what we can't come up with? Then the other thing is, you know, every game it's different people stepping up. And that's the beautiful thing about this team.
McCaffrey feels the late rally will be a confidence boost. Junior guard Jordan Bohannon says the Hawkeyes are motivated after missing the NCAA tournament the past 2 years.
Our freshman year, we had a lot of expectations put on us and put on ourselves. And we didn't live up to it our next year, and that was really frustrating for us. And for us just to fold over this year, we didn't want to do that because of everything that we've been through and everything that we've heard from the outside, and it's tough.
Bohannon says the Hawkeyes feel good about the position that they're in heading down the stretch. We'll have the, we won't have Saturday's game. We'll have wrestling coverage, but we'll update you on that game Saturday night. Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson says the Panthers need to be better at crunch time. UNI plays host to Illinois State tonight after they dropped games to Drake and Bradley last week.
We got to be on top of it down the stretch. We've got to execute better down the stretch. And that really felt like where we were at until the last two. You know, the last two, we needed to play better in the first 38 minutes. Even though the game was tied with two to go in the last two with Drake and Bradley, we had so many opportunities just to do our job.
Illinois State enters with a 7-5 Mo Valley record, part of its second-place tie with Drake and Missouri State. The Panthers are 5-7 in the Valley coming into that one. The 18th-ranked Iowa State women are in a position that could keep them at home in the first two rounds of the NCAA. The Cyclones were listed as one of the top 16 seeds by the NCAA if the season ended this week. ISU is 18-5 overall, 8-3 in the Big 12, heading into tonight's game against TCU.
Well, I think your initial reaction is it's 5 weeks away. So, but at the same time, I think it's great. I think what it is it's a great recognition of what this team's done up to this point by people that probably know more about it than anyone. So I think that's good.
That's Cyclone coach Bill Fennelly. The top four seeds in each region get to host the opening weekend. Tip time is 6:30 for tonight's contest. And on the opening day of the Iowa High School track and field season and the first practices of the year, the Drake Relays presented by Hy-Vee announced additions to the high school fields for the 2019 edition. The Iowa High School boys and girls divisions will add the 400-meter dash to the competition schedule, running two heats of 8 in a timed final, tentatively scheduled for early in the Friday evening session of April 26th. This will be the first new event in the high school division since the boys' shuttle hurdle relay was added in 2009. The high school 4x100 relay will also see a change, increasing from 80 entries to 96 selected teams for the boys and girls events and moving back to its previous position on the schedule of Saturday morning, April 27th, with finals later that afternoon. They also announced a new ticket package opportunity as well this year for the Drake Relays. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.